Bukhim Abayim to the 13th Shia in the continuing series of Shurim on the sources of the Halacha. The last Shia, we spoke in detail about the Psak of the Machaber, the ruling of the Machaber regarding the time the monk agreed Kriya Shema in the morning. There we examined the Psak of the Machaber and of the Shulchan Aruch in light of the rules that Shulchan Aruch has already laid down in his introduction, Beisheza laid down his introduction regarding of his derech, his way in which he's going to arrive at a ruling, arrive at a psak. Now, the Mishnah in Tesamud Beis, which is the proper zip code for all of this, brings a sheet of Rabbi Yeshua who says Al Shalom Shavis, and the sheet of the Taisfes and we see of Beni Rishayim is that we hold like we had David, no one could read Kriya Shema for 3 hours. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Amud Beis, on the Piska of the Mishnah, the section of the Mishnah, Yeshua Omer Ad Gimel Shois, so says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmo Halacha Rav Yehoshua. So the Gemara definitively rules there like Rav Yehoshua. Now, the Mishnah goes on in Testament Beis and says, HaKoyle Bikanva Eilach Lo Hifsid, if a person reads Kriya Shema afterwards, assuming so even after the time of Rav Yehoshua, 3 hours, Loi hifsid, in other words, he's not doing anything wrong. I mean, he did something wrong by not saying Kriya Shema b'zman, but it reading the psukim in the Torah in of itself, there's nothing wrong with doing so. Ki adam akara b'Torah. This is like a person who's reading verses psukim from the Torah. Now, the Gemara on this piska says, right, what does it mean to say So the Gemara concludes, right? Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ma Ukfa, my lo yivsid brochos. In other words, he wasn't mafsid the brochos, means that even after 3 hours, nonetheless, one can still make the brochos birchos kriya shema. And the Gemara brings a brisa, Tanya Nami Hachiv, a brisa that supports Rav Chista, what Rav Chista says the name of Ma Ukfa, Hakoyah Mikan Ve'elech lo yivsid kadam shakoy batayr. In other words, Abba Mavorech Hu Shtayim Lefanea V'Achas Lechachreya. Okay? So the Gemara says that even after the 3rd hour, one can make brochas of Kriya Shema, the Birchas Kriya Shema. As we've seen, I mean, I'm sure we discussed it, we haven't discussed it, but I'll just mention, I mean, there's the famous Rashba, that Meshuta Rashba, that says that the brochas of Kriya Shema are not like Birchas and Mitzvahs, they're actually brochas that were established together with Kriya Shema. And therefore, because of this, one can say the brachas even after the time that has elapsed to say to be yetzi the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in the morning. Now, the Gemara says we can read on after 3 hours, which is the latest time, and say the brachas of Kriya Shema. But till what time can we say that? So this is the subject matter of the Rosh. The Rosh at the end of Siman Yud the standard dish of the Rosh, which is on, I guess, Tafayim on Aleph in Brachos, when it says, Akrim mikan ve'elech lehipsik adu koi b'teira, and the Rosh brings Rav Chista's din, right? Yesh l'stafik. So the Rosh is a suffix. The Rosh is a doubt, right? Im roitze loy ma'ad chatzois. In other words, right? Kishir tefillah, alibad rabbana, or ad abba shois, alibad rabbi Yehuda. Right? Oh, I feel a kol yom kulay lehipsit, or even the entire day. In other words, this din in the Gemara that we can read the bracha after 3 hours. Why can we read it after 3 hours? So the Rosh says gives three possibilities. We can either read it until chatzois, the Rosh is like a banan, or until abba shois like Rabbi Yehuda, or we can read the entire day. Now, the fact that the Rosh makes the analogy or brings a proof from the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim means that the Rosh, at least in the first reading of the Rosh understands that the Birchas Kriya Shema are actually considered have a din of tefillah. Right? In other words, Birchas Kriya have a din of tefillah. So says the Rosh, to one time can I read the Birchas of Kriya Shema? So we know regarding Tefillas HaShachar, there's a dispute in the 4th Perek, the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Chachamim say you can daven until Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda says you can David until 4 shays. So the Rosh, right, has a suffix. Do these brachas of Kriya Shema, Do we go, are we going to be machbir like a Yehuda and allow a person to say them only until Abba Shoyz? Or are we going to be make like a Bana that we read them until Chatzoyz? I mean, Lach HaMaisa is, like Abkhila, we're supposed to read Krishma for Abba Shoyz. But the other, we can say Shemon Esri for Abba Shoyz, but the other, we pass like a Yehuda, Chatzoyz, Abba Shoyz. But with the other, of course, a person can daven, can say Shemon Esri until Chatzoyz. The question is, these Bichas of Krishma, what do they have? Now, the Rosh says it's a third possibility. Maybe we can say the entire day. Now, L'chaira, one gets the question, and this has to be the Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam says, right?
Where's the Rambam?
The Rambam is at the end of Perak Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. Says the Rambam, L'chaira acha shalosh shayis b'yoyim, afilo haya onus, lo yotzi lechavos et kriyashma b'yinasim. A person says kriyashma after 3 hours, right? He hasn't dispensed his obligation. L'ariyo ke koyim b'toyim. Right? And but he's like he's reading the Torah. In other words, he can make the brachas the entire day. Right? Now, the question is, what is this din in the Rambam that he can make the brachas the entire day? What din is that? So, the fact is that the Beis Yosef himself, in the end of Siman Nun Ches, the Beis Yosef actually brings the Rosh, right? Brings the Rambam, It says the Rambam, right? One second. And the Rambam learned that, right, in other words, he could actually read the Bichas Krishma the entire day. Now, the Chayra, what is this din of Bichas Krishma the entire day? So, the Foshi want to say that the Shita of the Rambam, that he can, the Shita of the Rambam, that he could read the entire day, is because of a din of kabbalas malchus shamayim. In other words, that a person should be kabbal shamayim, and that therefore, accepting on oneself the yoke of heaven could be the entire day. Or one can learn pashtus in the Rambam, the way I would understand it. The Rambam says hu kekara b'teira, and therefore, because of this, just like a person can say Torah the entire day, you can read the Birchas Krishma the entire day. But we'll speak about it a little bit later. But either way, the Rambam certainly understands that the din of Brachas and Krishma are not a din in Tefillah, but rather they're either Kabbalah Chol Shemayim or a din in Birchas HaTorah. We do know that, for example, the Gemara says in Rav Fud Beis and the Yerushalmi, that in fact actually that one can be Yetzir Birchas HaTorah with Ava Rabba, which means that there is an element of Birchas HaTorah in the Brachas of Kriyat Shema. In any case, right, who do we paskin like? So, like I said before, we have two shitas. There's nothing really with the Rif says. The two shitas are machloikas of the Rambam, right, of the...
How does the Rosh paskin?
It's like this. So at the end, the Rosh says, right, he brings Rav Hai Goyin. Rav Hai Goyin kosov af kol shoravias. He learns, you could say, Birchas Kriyashpa until what's called Shalavias. Right? Right? Av kol Shalavias. Av apisha eina oinasa. Even though it's not called the time of Kriyashma. Mevorech shtayim lefanev v'achas lachareya. Right? And says the Rosh, mashma davke Shalavias, shehu zman tefila Rav Yehuda. In other words, Rav Hai Goyin paskens the fourth hour, and he says, the fourth hour of Shalavias seems to be according to Rav Hai Goyin because he's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Avol mikan ve'elech hipsid brachas. In other words, so he brings the chit of Rav Hai Goyin, and then he says v'imbeach over aleisisa, which makes a bracha is over aleisisa because it made a bracha she'en osricha. Now, what's interesting is in any case, the Rosh. Right, this is the Maskar of the Rosh, this is a Safek. And the Rosh is Machman the Safek because of the Issa of Laisisa. Now the Rosh is Machman the Safek of Laisisa. In other words, there's supposed to be a clear Safek. So we have 4 hours. Chatzos, Abba Shoyes, Chatzos, and we have the Shittas Rabban the entire day. First of all, he brings Ayv Ha'igoy. And then after that, he says, he brings the, right, Vim Be'ach Oyva Le'sisa, right? And Be'ach Oyva Le'sisa. So the fact is in fact, we see over here that even with the suffix of brachas, we have to be machmir. Okay? That's what the Shittas Rosh is. So the Rosh is clearly being machriya lechomira because of the suffix and the isuv leisisa.
So,
lehak,
yeah. Suffix brachas lehakel, not say the bracha.
We'll be machmir. Right. Even though, I mean, we'll speak about that, even though this isuv leisisa, there's a machan avon, there's a chazanish, and there's a steel to the Gemara and chafav and beis, because we know by suffix brachas amazin, for example, we are mekel. How come we don't say leisisa there too? Right? We'll speak about that in Mir Tzashem. This is a very, very long issue. But in other words, in any case, right now, the Psak of the Rosh seems to be the Imach because of the Issu of Leisisa. Now, this is, in fact, actually, is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Nun Ches, Siv Vav, and says, Alpha Pisha Zmana Nimshach Atzoif HaShashlishis, even though Kriyashma, is still the third hour, Im Avashar Shlishis, Vloikar, Kurya Yisim Bechaseh, Kol Sharavias. You can read it with the brachas, the entire Sharavias. The Shulchan Aruch here is really quoting the Rav Ha'igoyim. Shushlish Hayoy. Right? And he says, Ve'enos Chak Kurya Bezbana. Ve'im Avashar Sharavias, Vloikar, Kurya Bloy Bechaseh, Kol Hayoy. Right? So, once the fourth hour goes, you can't make the brachas anymore. This is the din of the, Right? And in fact, actually, the Bihagroa says the Tamasha Kosov, lo yifsid brochas, the brochas lo shakha le kriyashma, kmosha kosov harashma, just like the Rashba says, v'rehen kemot tefila. So the Goyin says explicitly that the reasoning here is that the brochas have a din of tefila, l'fichach dinam kemot betefila. So therefore, just like tefila, you can read for 4 hours, even though I mean, we paskin, you could say Shemon Esrei until Chatzos, but nonetheless, in other words, the Goyin is going on the tzadet, from the standpoint that I could read it after the third hour, I did a tefillah, you can say it for 4 hours, and that's the and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, fine. Now, what's interesting enough is that this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, but there, however, it's interesting that there are Achrayim who argue on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, now the Pri Chadash that you've been learning, for the last few weeks. The Pri Chadash, I'll pick a nice Shulchan Aruch now, so we can get the Pri Chadash. We can get the Pri Chadash in nice letters. The Pri Chadash says, right. Pichadish says, "Koyeb loy bechaseh kol yom." And the Pichadish simen lunches, I guess it's sif vav. Okay, kvi ma shaleis la'mayla betchila siman ze. They came double gibushay sulu haviz bana shalatayim benatayim. In other words, after 3 hours, it's not the time to turn to read Kriyas Shema. Ain mechayv nitzal the Kriyas Kriyas Shema. You don't mechayv, read Kriyas Shema. Our brachas came and shokel oyim kol hayom. But the bracha says, you can say them entirely. Mechayev l'oimim. The bracha says, the zechir said the brachas. V'li nireh, ikah k'divrei haramba. The Pri Chadash says, the ikah is like the ramba. Shekasa shebavar kol hayom. Right? The ramba says that you can say the brachas the entire day. And the Pri Chadash rules against the Shulchan Aruch that the halacha is like the ramba. So what is the reason? For example, the Mishnah says, what's Mekam Be'elach? It's Mashmah the entire day. V'sudam rina lo yivzid brochais, v'dan le kriyashma. The Gemara says, you're not mapsid brochais like kriyashma. V'kihechid le kriyashma kula yom yechus chaka kara b'teira. So just like kriyashma can read the entire day because I'm being kara b'teira. The three brochais too can read the entire day. And also too, there is another guy from Goyim Gemara Beis, right? And etc. etc. So the Pri Chadash paskins rules on the basis, right? And on the basis V'chazal kesef mishta b'sher ben anan shekein das kol mafarshin. See, it's another mishnah also like the Rambam too. Actually, if you look at the Ritva, the Ritva also brings a shita of Taisus that you in fact you can say the entire is b'stupid. V'kevi d'chein hakin haktina. In other words, now. So what's interesting is the Pri Chodesh argues directly on the Mechaber. That was interesting. How does Pri Chodesh argue on the Mechaber? So the Chazanish in Yeredeya, in Simen Kufnun, in Yeredeya, in Simen Kufnun, in it's called Hichos Kvod Rabbe V'Tam L'Chochem, Hichos Issa V'Heta, and we've actually learned through this in the previous Shi'ur, so going back to the Chazanish, right? So the Chazanish says that Achar, he says over here in Sif Katan Yud in the Chazanish, V'chein Achar HaShulchan Aruch, says the Chazanish, Yed Shulchan Aruch, Anunay Hagim Nahoyres Al Pi Gedolei Achronim, our minig is to rule like the Gedolei Achronim, Af Neged HaShulchan Aruch, even Kenegad Shulchan Aruch, Kamo HaShach, Pri Chodesh V'Agor. So he mentions the Pri Chodesh here. We know the Shach many times argues in the Shulchan Aruch, and for sure we know the Goyin argues in the Shulchan Aruch. But in other words, the Pri Chodesh is listed among them, and that's why we're the Pri Chodesh here is on the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein anu soimchem medinim protiyem al achoinim afnei v'shulchan Aruch kan kuvid nid biyudav oid. Right? Etc. Etc. But the minhag is to rule connect the Shulchan Aruch. Now, why is the chazan the minhag to rule connect the Shulchan Aruch? So what's interesting is the Chazanish, I might have mentioned this in the previous show, but if not, at the very beginning, towards the beginning of Siman Kufnun, the Chazanish speaks about, makes a distinction between whether there's a majority and there's an explicit statement that one can actually act like a minority, or whether in fact, once there's a majority, one cannot be somech on the minority. It's called it behilchasa. So the Chazanish says explicit, right? V'nei b'mokim, I'm reading now in Sif Katan Dal v'Chazanish. V'nei b'mokim sh'tech l'chua poiskim, in roi v'poiskim maskim l'das achas, ein tzoymchen ala yochad afishas al-chak. And that's based upon the Gemara, that there's a roi, if you're not shemechim l'shas al-chak. Chazanish brought the, if you look at the first Rishon, we brought the Gemara in Tesla and Bezim, b'sakas nida. The zem mikri it behilchasa. This is called it behilchasa. V'koshken k'shem plukta b'achroinim. And so is on v'achroz achroinim. Okay, going to Nathan with the Rambam, the Skim Arash Varan, the Taz Echamahem, or Shechir Shokhanov Achon, the Taz Achas, the Zen Mikri Eat Mehilchasa. So the Chazan, he says, there's a clear majority of the, right, in other words, of the Paiskin, and certainly if the Rosh and the Ram, the Ran, are Maskin, right, then in fact, actually, one cannot rely upon a Das Yachid, even Bishas Al Chak. And doing this, the Chazanish argues in the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi says, right, he writes in Simen Kuf, he calls the Chacham Tzvi in a tshuva in Simen Kuf, right? So he writes, said, "Ein de b'shulchan aruch ki et milchasa, b'shem shersham l'chloik k'nog l'shulchan aruch." Right? In other words, the Chacham Tzvi says that the Shulchan Aruch brings, that it goes like two out of three opinions, you can rely upon a minor opinion, k'shas l'chah. And the Chazanish, which I'm not going to go into right now, we spoke about after the first two shulim, especially the Chazanish, that if there's a majority, it can't be subject even b'shas al-chak. That's called it behilchasa kamal. Yeah.
It wasn't two out of three opinions, meaning...
We talk about the Ram, the Rosh, and say the Rif. That would say the Shulchan Aruch, for example.
Doesn't he always go with the majority?
That's what I'm saying. So we go with the majority. So for example, if the Shulchan Aruch would rule like the Ram, the Rif, can I get the Rosh, and that's the p'sak of the Shulchan Aruch, you can't go along later and say, well, I want to be shemech on the Rosh, b'shas al-chak. That's the Chazanish seems to rule. But there for sure is a dispute about machlokes between the Chazanish and the Chacham Tzvi. But what's interesting is the Chazanish adds something and says, "Im roi v'poiskim maskim l'das achas, right? Does that make it the kol shekhen k'shen pluk the machroinim? We're going to talk about the Ramba. He's going to rush for the das achas v'hem. In other words, Chazanish seems to argue that he's speaking about the Shulchan Aruch. It's clear from this from the Chacham Tzvi. But he seems to put in sort of like a caveat here that you need all the achrayim to be maskim to this. But in any case, the Chazanish clearly says that when there's a majority, and the achrayim agree with right, that in fact, actually, that you can't be shamiz v'shas al-chat. But the Chazanish does say over here that we're noyeg, that our custom is to go like achrayim, who are in fact choylik on the Shulchan Aruch, right, like the Shach, the Bichadosh, and the Bihadra. That's what the Chazan Mishnah said. Now, the fact is, the Mishnah Brura, actually, the Bi'ur Lacha brings this Pri Chodesh. I don't know if he actually rules. You have to look at the Mishnah Berurah himself. Zakhtar, he actually rules Mamash, like the Pri Chadash. But he does bring the Chadash. He does give the Pri Chadash certainly a good sounding. But the Pri Chadash explicitly goes connected to the Shulchan Aruch and bases it upon that. Now, the fact is that what is this dinner of the Shulchan Aruch? In other words, why did the Achronim feel that they can actually argue on the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah.
Well, I mean, with the riff doesn't really paskin either way. So we don't really have
Right. So you could say not a majority. You don't have an Echonami, not a majority, but an Echonami, right? And in fact, actually, more so, you could say that we don't have even a majority of paskin here, because, I mean, we do have the Rosh Masopet, we have a high going. For example, we have the Rambam. If you look at the Ritva, brings, I think, a bit of Manoach says, Rav Yishayim, I like the Rambam, according, right? And actually, we see over here that also, too, that if you look at the Ritva, I think, Bishra Ben Yitzchak, and the Taisva, so also rules that you can say it later on, too. So in other words, the fact that it was clear here in the Shulchan Aruch, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is the Chav is being Machmir. In other words, we have a Safek. The Rosh understood there's a Shaila, there's a question of what? Leisisa. And because of that, the Machaber was, in fact, being Machmir. But, so in other words, where the Machaber was being Machmir, in any case, the Pichadash understood that the Pashtus of the Gemaras seemed to be like the Rambam, which is very interesting. I mean, the Pichadash is not ruling, you know, because, you know, see, if you leave it as a safek, so you're left with the shayla, what about Lysisa? In other words, a safek, in other words, in a safek, certainly you have to rule like the Rav HaIgoy, right? Mm-hmm. However, if you can learn based upon sugyas, right, then that's not called a safek. Vaharaya, what's an example of this? The Gemara for the Zot of Zayman Aleph. We discussed that in the first few shiurim. The Zayman Aleph, the Gemara says, rules that in fact, if I have two chachamim argue, so if they're arguing on something Yeraisa, you're Machmir. If you argue on something which is Rabbanan, we're Maker. That's what the Gemara rules. The Tosfos though said, of course, if a person has Raya's one way or another, right, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Yeraisa or the Rabbanan. Once one was Raya's, one can be Raya's. You know, in a Machlokes, if one is Raya's, let's say in the case of the Shas, the Raya's from Mishnayas, but once one has Raya's, the Tosfos says clearly, then in fact, actually, we don't go by Sveik. So with Sveik is only apply. If we don't have rayas either way, but if I have rayas from the Gemara, so svekas don't apply. So in other words, if you understand that the psak of the Shulchan Aruch here, based upon the Rosh, is a psak misafek, right? Because we have a safek, we have a shayla of loisisa. Pichadis says there's no safek here. I can rule from the Gemara. The Gemara indicates clearly that I can be kriyashma the entire day, both the Mishnah, both the Gemara. If he's going to let it run, give him a base. So in other words, the Pichadish is clearly ruling in such a case. Now, how could the Pichadish come along and rule like this? Can I get that? So, like you say, first of all, it's not clear we have a majority. Even if you have a majority, I mean, we discussed many times the Gaf Lamed Gimel and Aleph and Sanhedrin and the Rosh. The Rosh claims that even Rishonim can argue on Ga'onim. Why? Because you can bring Rayas from the Shas. In other words, we don't say that the Piskei Ga'onim is called Davish of Aminyan. That was the Machlokes after the Rosh and the Ravid. So in other words, here, we don't, like you said before, here we don't have a clear majority. Now, what about the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch? So the Pichadish obviously understood that the Pesach was basically a Chumrah. Since it was a Safek, it was a Chumrah.
Why is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch for the Chazanish different than the ruling of the Gaonim for the Rosh? It seems the Chazanish is Chodek on this Rosh, if he's saying the Shulchan Aruch is binding.
The Rosh does not... it's a good question. The Rosh, first of all, the Rosh, I don't think the Rosh really is really speaking about whether it's a majority or not a majority. Right, in other words, the Rosh says, question is, if Rishonim know the words of the Goyim, can they overrule the Goyim? So the Rosh indicates that Rishonim can overrule the Goyim. The Ravid argues not like that. It's related to a question of what's called Davar Shebeminyan.
So would the Rosh not say, in theory, would not say that about
Shulchan Aruch? So the question is, does the
does the Shulchan Aruch have its own authority?
Right. So in other words, in the Chazanish seems to be saying that there is something called the Shulchan Aruch. It's called Itmehelsa Kamal. Right. So in the Machaber, the Machaber goes by the majority. That's the Chazanish seems to be saying. In other words, the point is. is that we don't see that in the time of the Gaonim that there was an attempt to actually bring the Gaonim together and make one, we call one halacha, right, that serves all of Klal Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch is actually an attempt to make halacha, which is, one could argue that the Klal Yisrael was become the Shulchan Aruch, even though there was machlokes, dispute over its rule, but it seemed to be, then Jerry is after that, right, the Shulchan Aruch, Klal Yisrael was become the Shulchan Aruch, whatever that means. In other words, the Chazanis definitely feel that a ruling of the Beis Yosef, which is based upon majority, is called it Hilchos Kamat, the Gemara's intestine with base, that even B'Shas HaChak, you can't rely upon Abliyazah. Right? In other words, so the Chazanish learns, and the Shulchan Aruch learns like the majority, he's not saying that if you want, you can rely upon the minority. The Chazanish says, there's something in the Gemara says, lo, itikos alokim avalokim av. We spoke about this the Chazanish. So in such a case where I explicitly say you can rule like a minority, then says the Chazanish, in such a case where I say explicitly say that the halakha is given over in that way, so therefore I have a right to rule like the minority. But the Chazanish was not given like that. The Chazanish was given, it's called a rule based upon the majority. I mean, the Beis Yosef is clearly, the Zagdam is going with the majority. So because of that, that's the majority. And because of that, one cannot argue a minority, just like throughout all of Shas. The Chazanish brought a guy from the point of view based upon Aleph, right? If it's halakha, Yochav Rabim, it's Pshita. The halakha is like Rabim. So it's clear that the Chazanish might be accepting the fact that these are Rishayim, they were Achrayim. But in any case, when there's a ruling of the majority, we can't go against. We can't, right.
But it sounds as though the Chazanish is not saying there's a Kabbalah of the Shulchan Aruch.
No. The Chazanish. Right. What I use Kabbalah, I think, was just from Kite. You can
believe. No, there's a difference.
No, right. You're right. 100%. The Chazanish understands that the din of the Shulchan Aruch. That's what. If you look at the Chazanish in Kufnon, we're going to have to go back to this one. The Chazanish understands that the din of the Shulchan Aruch is from the din of the Gemara. In the Gemara, we see that if there's a clear majority, right, ruling, like for example, Yochav the Rabbim, let's say of Tanoia, so therefore the Baran can't come along and rule against the minority unless they have a reason or small to do so.
The authority though, the authority of the Shulchan Aruch is because it's the majority opinion,
right,
not because it's written in the Shulchan Aruch.
Right. In other words, the Chazanish understand the Shulchan Aruch is just like the Gemara says in every case. Right, Yochav Rabbim, you can't be shown by Mishas Abchad. It's called it Behilchas Gemara. In other words, remember we spoke about the Gemara in the Bais Testament Beis Nida. So in other words, this is the case, the majority. So in other words, obviously, the Chacham Tzvi, right, argues on this. The Chacham Tzvi, for some reason, understands that that the Shulchan Aruch is what the Chazanish would call the Avikama of the Makom Avet, which means that there's no. In other words, even though there's a majority, we don't understand that one cannot rely upon the minority b'shas al-chak. And as the Gemara says, "Anita tassim beis yochav berabim efshel smochem b'shas al-chak." In other words, the Gemara says, "Beis brings it b'hilchos hakamar," and then the Gemara says, "Yochav berabim you can shomer rabbi b'shas al-chak." Except that on the basis of a Gemara that you base upon aleph and beitza, there the Chazanish, right, wants to rule that even yochav berabim. Unless the halacha was said in a way that you can rely upon the yachid, even yachid v'rabim, you can't be some of the yachid b'shas l'chag. That's where the Chazanish rules. So in other words, since the Shulchan Aruch was not somehow put together, or somehow the halacha was not put together at the time of the Shulchan Aruch, right, that you have a choice between yachid and rabim, the Mechaber clearly, the Mechaber and Chazanish understands that that's natural. We have a clear Rabbim in many cases. One cannot be soimich on the Yochid even b'shas al-chak. That's the Pesach of the Chazanish, Kedeng and the Chacham Tzvi. But in any case, what I'm saying is that the halachas of Yochid and Rabbim, in my opinion, all these dins, Yochid and Rabbim, in the Hilchos Kamal, this might be like the Gemara says in Dav Zayin, in the Avodah Zarah, that we're speaking about the cases where I have no way of being machriya based upon the Shas. But if I have a way of being machriya based upon the Shas, we see clearly in the Rosh from Daflam the Gimel Malach and Sanhedrin that it doesn't make a difference if all the Goyim agree to one opinion, who cares? I can machriya like the against the Goyim. Now, that in fact was a machlokes of the Rosh and the Ravid. Also, Rosh and the Ravid. The Shulchan Aruch is Simon Chafei the Rosh Bish, but clearly Paskins like the Rosh connected the Ravid. So in other words, it could possibly, in other words, so the Pri Chadash understood that even if I go with laws of Yochid v'Rabin, despite that. I mean, that's going like this. But even though it was Yochav Rabbim, nonetheless, or here I have a suffix, so it's a suffix de raisa, because the Rosh says lo sisa. Nonetheless, if I have a clear raya from the Gemara, looks like the Rambam says the Pri Chodesh, I can certainly use that raya. And that's the way the Pri Chodesh is operating. Now, I just wanted to make one more point too, which is interesting, is that another Achrein, who's also a daring Achrein, I don't know if he's as daring as, well, maybe he's more daring than Pri Chodesh, is the Eshel Avraham. Now, this is not the Eshel Avraham of the Pri Megadeth, who wrote a Pelosh on the, on the Magen Avraham, but there's Eshel Avraham, which is usually called the Bachacha, right? And the Bachacha was a very, very sharp person. And the Bachacha, right, he wants to say.
This printed at the end of the Shulchan
Aruch. Yeah, at the end of the Shulchan Aruch, there's something called an Eshel Avraham. Right? And the Bachacha wants to say that. Okay, let me find a Bachacha here. Okay. One second. How come I can't find it here? The charge of the question is, what is the a suffix in the hours? Right. The Bachacha is in Shulchan Aruch Sivav, Shlis Hayon. For some reason, it's funny, this Bachacha has big words and little words. But anyway, Bachacha says, Kishbet Acha Bishachris, V'ye Safek Imhu Acha Shlis Hayon Moloi. Why does he have a suffix? Right? She'ye Smicha Shal Al She'im Bleis Lo Bleis Lo V'yemeim, V'yoydim Eis Bona, V'chein Nir Lismoich Es Asmoi, Shemistama Atziba Boi Mispah, Lo Be'ik Azman. Okay, etc. etc.
He has a suffix.
You have a suffix, you have a suffix what time it is. In other words, is it Shlis Hayon, is it 4 hours or not? Right? So he says you can make Birchas Kriyashma mitzad she's fake faker. Mm-hmm. Right? Because first of all, so in other words, I don't want to go into the Bachacha. There's a whole cheshbah, the Bachacha here. Actually, it's interesting in the Maharsham. I'm not sure the Bachacha was a Chassidish, by the way. He talks about like the Maharsham, though. The Maharsham and the Das Teira, at least, it's a tshuva. In Das Teira, the Maharsham wants to say, we know there's a machlekes of achreinim. Do we go by Shoz and Bonis or not? Even though the Ram of the Pesach Mishnayos says explicitly, that we go by Shas Moshe, we take the entire day, we divide it by 12, right? So during the summer, the hour is longer, and during the winter, the hour is shorter. But the sheet is like the Pnei Yeshua and the Menachas Halazah, who say that we don't go by Shas Moshe, you actually calculate 60 minutes, and that's what the Yavitz, I think, says in Lech Shemayim too. So it turns out, the Bachach, so in the same way, the Marasham, the Das Teira, Simon Lunches, also makes a Sveik Sveik. And says, in other words, he says, what happens, for example, let's assume, for example, it's 3 hours during the summer, you know, and you got to play. So you've missed the Shal Zemanios of 4 hours. I'm sorry, it's in the winter. It's in the winter, and you got to play. So your clock tells you that by 4 hours of Shal Zemanios, you're not going to make Birchas Kriyishma by the fourth hour. But actually, if you count a 60-minute hour, you'll make Birchas Kriyishma. So he wants to say, the Rashi wants to say that you can do that. Why? Because you have a Sveik Sveika. What's a Sveik Sveika? Because the Psak of the Machab is really, there was a Machlekes of the Rosh and the Rambam. The Machab passed the Rosh passed because he was being Machmir, but that's a Safek. And then if you have another Safek, whether you go Shoy Sumonis or not, or you have a Safek in the case of the Bachacha, whether it's actually 4 hours or not, so the Sveik Sveik you can make it. In other words, this is much more of a tame. In other words, it was like this. If you go back to the Shas, and you bring Raya from the Gemara, and the Pre-Chadish says, he basically bulldozes over the Mechaber. There's no more Mechaber anymore. That's it. The Rosh is finished. The Vayigoyen is finished. You just have the Rambam. However, according to the Bachacha, he was listening to the Shulchan Aruch, but the Bachacha and the Eshel Avraham and the Marasham understood clearly that the Psak of the Mechaber was a Safek. And when the Pesach of the Chava is a Safek, right, then clearly in a Sveik Sveika one can be Mekel. That's their argument. In other words, therefore, in other words, so we have two ways in which the Achleinim get around the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch. Either by going back to the Sogya, which is only Yechidei school, according to the Chazon Ish, it lists really the Shach, the Goyin, and the Kli Chadash. Or, for, I want to call the people who are not Yechidei school, but I said more like the Chassidish Paiskin, who are more of a Moir of the Achleinim. But still, if Pesach of Achav was not to be, a case of a Safek, then certainly one could bring about a Sfek Sfeika and be Mekel. And that's, in fact, actually what it is. Halacha L'maisa is, once again, like I said before, I mean, the Bi'ah Halacha doesn't go up to pass the Pri-Chadosh, but he certainly considers the Pri-Chadosh and brings him. You know, certainly in a case where one's lost 4 hours in any sense, either because you're not going by Shas Maniyos, or if you're going by Shas Maniyos, certainly, or in the case of the Samar, or we have a Safek, then certainly, according to, I would say, L'chuladei is just about, you can actually read Kriyashma after that because of a Sfeik Sfeika. And even if it's a Loisisa, but like it is a Diyaraisa, we're always making on the Sfeik Sfeika. Or, in other words, if you're, you know, if you buy the argument of the Pichadosh, and then it's clear in the Chazon Ish, that in the case of the Pichadosh, he argues on the Machabe, then in fact, as you can go by the Pichadosh. And that's really the spectrum of Paiskim. There's one thing interesting, which I really want to mention, is that, in fact, actually, the Chazon Ish, maybe being a Chazon Ish, is it Aruch Chaim here? The Chazon Ish, the Shita, the Rosh says, Vim Beirach Oiva Aloy Sisa. This is the, right? And this is the, this is the lashon of the and this is the lashon of the Rosh, right? Like the Gemara in Tehillim Amida. You should know that this is also a Magen Avraham in the Shulchan Aruch. What I think is really worth knowing is that this din of Leisisa by Baruch Shem Asicha is not a Pasha the Din.
Where's the
Magen
Avraham?
So the Magen Avraham, one second, the Magen Avraham, right? Right, in other words, the Din over here, right, is the, 1 second. The Chazon Ish gives an entire. Oh, right. The Magen Avraham, the Chazon Ish is in Kuf Lamed Zayin. The Magen Avraham is in Siman Resh Tes Vav, in Arachayim, Sivkot and Vav. And I want to read the Chazon Ish here. The Chazon Ish says this is in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Sivkot and Vav. Because of a Magen Avraham, Siman Resh Tes Vav, Sivkot and Vav. The Das Harambam Perak Alam Ilchus Brachas, Halacha Tes Vav. The Mavav Bochashin Shukat Yeraisa. That's the Eraisa. And that's Mashma over here in the Rosh. Says the Chazon Ish, V'ein ze mochach. Right? The Rambam matik, the very Gemara. The Rambam is just quoting the Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel. V'av shehoisiv shu kishvu ashav agish yisur kasfoy. He says it's like a shvu ashav. You know, it's interesting. When the person makes a strong statement, it's right, then it's not so strong. V'akein ein kan loisizim ben ha-tera. Etc. So in other words, basically, this is, in fact, actually, not necessarily a reisa. And actually, the Chazon Ish actually makes a lot of sense. Why does it make sense? Because the Mishnah says later on in Brachas, in Chaf Amud Beis, that in cases where a person has a suffering like Bilchas HaMazon, whether he said Birchas HaMazon or not, which is the Eraisa, so he's allowed to say it. In fact, actually, if a person says Birchas, and somebody said Kriya Shema, According to the Rambam, you could actually say Krishma but the Bakras to be Safek. Which means clearly that if there was an Issa Deraisa of Leisisa, there would be no Heta even on the Eraisa, you know, to say the Brachas. So, in other words, one could add over here, right? I'm not sure whether the Rosh agrees with the, but the Rosh actually agrees with the Chazanish. I mean, not the Rosh and the Chazanish about Plutte, but I'm saying is, the Rosh understood there was an Issa of Leisisa. But if I understand that, in fact, actually, there is no Issa of Leisisa here, because in fact, actually, they, like, you know, at the Gemara's Chafa and Beis, I'm saying it with Tzairich, right? Is that Boch Shedot Tzricha? I have a suffering with a Shnei or not. So it could possibly be that in Echonomic, in other words, there's no reason to rule the Chumra, one can actually rule the Kula, and then Me'ika Din, one could, L'chad Chil, actually say Kriya Shema until, you know, certainly until Chatzais, if not the entire day, like the Shittas HaRambam, which is sort of what the Bichonis seems to be implying. Okay, anyway, in any case, I think we're going to stop over here, because we have here an interesting approach to Shulchan Aruch, and how the Achronim understood the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch. This is something which Mishnah we're going to speak about in later Shulim. But until then, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, Kol Tov.